All right, here we go. The bell has rung. The bell has rung. Another prayer from the Shabbat prayer book. Let us pray. Once or twice in a lifetime, a man or woman may choose a radical leaving, having heard, go forth. God disturbs us toward our destiny by hard events and by freedom's now urgent voice, which explode and confirm who we are. We don't like leaving, but God loves becoming. Amen. Okay, we're going to play Jeopardy.
Oh, great.
Did anyone notice any scenes yesterday? Anyone notice any scenes as we were moving around during the day?
Rain.
What was the action in that scene?
Rain.
Running.
Any details about that rain?
They have a leak.
It was coming from clouds.
Yeah, it'd be a scene. Right. Having to put the waste
that was any dialogue in that rain? Any purpose? Well, how did the rain? How did the rain fit in the big story?
Oh,
well, in my big story, it slowed me down. I just moved much more slowly yesterday.
Sent us inside.
Yeah.
Which was
a good focus for all the leave taking, I think. And had us gather more.
Yeah.
Saying goodbye. Yeah. Instead of all being hiking here and there.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of hiking, my family's hiking. So June's going to help us with Jeopardy and then hit the trail. Right, baby? So come on up. This is my daughter, June.
Awesome.
Yes.
Vanna.
All right, we've got two teams. So someone needs to be a scorekeeper on each team because I know Dan Erlander says it's not about points, but in this game, it's about points. Here's how it's going to work. So we're going to, you're going to get a chance.
You watch that show, listen to the directions.
That would be good. So we're going to do sort of an even Steven thing. So one team gets a turn, and if they don't get it right, the other team gets a chance. And if they don't get it right, then we answer it and throw it out. Okay? Because one team could monopolize the entire game. So we're going to do the Christian thing here, and we'll do even Steven. There will be final Jeopardy, so you do want to be racking up those points so that you may be wagering them later. And there will be a song. But how to pick who goes first? That is a challenge, isn't it?
Rock, paper, scissors. Wizard, Spock. Ready, Jeff? He's dark.
All right.
Okay.
We've got categories. We've got say it, Jesus. Can you see it? Say it, Jesus. Animal talk. Who said it to whom? She said. He said. And remember, I don't want anyone to be disqualified. Your answer must be in the form of a question. Has everyone watched Jeopardy?
Not really.
What is the question?
What is who is?
Yeah, so you'll see how it works when we do the first one. Okay, so let's see. You guys are first?
Yeah,
okay,
so
go for
it. Category you want, guys.
So you can pick anyone you want. You don't have to start with 100 if you don't want to. Say it, Jesus. Animal talk. Who said it to whom? She said, he said. All about the Bible.
Let's just say it, Jesus.
Okay, say it, Jesus, for 300.
Say it, Jesus, for 300. I am...
What is the way, the truth, and the life?
Awesome.
Oh.
Could have been a lot of things, couldn't it? Could have been a lot of things. What else could it have been?
I am the bread of life.
I am a light unto your feet. So.
I am the good shepherd. I am all those things.
John's
eye. All right. Got your points down? Okay. This team.
Well, you pick one.
What?
We're just going like this.
Animal talk for 400. Awesome. Mm.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Who is a rooster?
Who is the crow?
The little Peter.
Who is the cock that crows three times? What does the cock that crows three times say? I don't know, how do we phrase
it? Is it a who? Is it an and? Is it a what?
That's good enough. You're right. All right.
We're in the lead.
We're back to the lead.
I'm the cheerleader.
So
I have to join you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, good. More.
More.
More. More.
A lot of us on our team over
there. We're waiting, Bill.
We need one of you on each team, sorry.
I'll go on that side.
Oh, she's going.
All right, you're good.
All right.
Is this the lady that looks like me? Is this the lady that looks like me?
Lori?
No.
There's another Lori.
Oh. I'll ever see her again.
Same as Jesus before.
It was me.
Okay. Maybe
are you guys up? You guys up?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Blake, hurry and come down.
What?
Huh? Blake. Hurry
who
and come
Zacchaeus?
Down.
Oh, sure.
Who is
Zacchaeus?
And where was Zacchaeus?
From children's
church.
Yeah, well, that'd be more like
all right, back over here. Back over here.
She said 400.
She woo. Said for 400. Woo!
She's an old whiskey.
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Who is
Martha?
Is it Martha?
Yes. It is both of them. Check the scripture. They both say it. Mary says it and Martha says it.
We got our 400.
How about that?
Martha runs out, doesn't she?
You could have gotten extra points by knowing that. All right, this team over here. What you got?
We pick another seat.
I don't know, we've done pretty
well. Well, let's pick the big one then.
Okay, same as Jesus for 600.
Same Jesus, 600. It is I. Do not
be afraid.
Who said?
It is I. Do not be afraid.
She didn't say.
What is not
what is.
That was not a what is.
Oh.
What is, do not be afraid. That's our final answer.
What should we do? What should we delete?
Well, I don't
grace,
know how to
grace.
Okay. That's
the first time.
You got it on grace. Don't worry.
Oh,
all right. Over here.
You keep track of
the
scores?
Oh, yes. You guys are
keeping track of the scores.
Start.
Like,
okay.
You're keeping
track of yourself. That's
true,
Grace.
Okay, go for it. I'll take who said it to whom for 500.
Who said it to who? Whoa, they're going for the big money.
Whoa.
Mortal, can these bones live again? Mortal, can these bones live again? Who said it to whom?
So who are?
Yes.
Well,
who is
remember, it's mortal. So it's mortal. It's receiving.
So who is God?
Yeah.
What is
God's
name? Yeah.
Who are we?
The Valley of the Dry Bones.
What?
She said.
$400.
Well, let's go for 500.
$500. It's 500 ice creams. Ravoni.
Mary.
Who is Mary at the garden? The Sabbath.
All right, so good job. 500. All right, you guys.
Animal talk for 600.
Woo-hoo!
We are on 600.
So good. Those guys are going big. Oh boy.
Roar!
Yeah.
Who is the lion roaring at Daniel?
Yeah.
How do you say that question?
I
know, that's
the question. You realize that this is being recorded.
Oh!
We forgot to say that. This is a crazy Jeopardy game being recorded. All right, you guys, you're up.
Just go for it.
He said for 600.
He said for 600. It's quite a competition here. Who touched me?
Who is Jesus?
Who is Jesus?
Good job.
No, I that was 600 points.
You were over thinking. You were over thinking that, weren't you?
Oh, we're going to.
Okay, over here.
Okay, who said it to whom for 600?
Ooh. Has your God been able to deliver you?
Uh-oh. It's
I know. Has your God been able to deliver you? Has your God been able to deliver you from your question?
Okay, who are the friends of Joel? Speaking to Joel.
Chance to steal.
Oh, really?
They said the friends of Job. No.
Oh, so I was going
to
say.
Has your God been able to deliver you?
Nebuchadnezzar to Daniel. That was my guess, but that's just a guess.
Read it again, please. Has your God been able to deliver you? Don't overthink it.
Okay, so shall we go? Okay, who are Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel?
Yep, that's the one.
And I'm UCC.
All right, over here.
No, Darcy.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, how about animal talk for 500?
Pony.
Ribbit.
What?
Ribbit. Who are the frogs that plagued Egypt?
Oh, of course. Yeah, that UCC, they got some Bible in there.
Did you have fun putting this together?
I think this is pretty cool, kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you guys are
old. She said 600.
She said 600.
We are, absolutely.
Judge me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home. If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home. If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home.
Listen to it again. She said.
Oh, it's in She said.
There was a clue.
Time's up.
We're going to Acts and we say, who is Lydia?
Exactly. Lydia, that's right. Famous woman. You guys.
Say Jesus for 500.
Just to tidy up the wall. Yeah. Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and.
What is die?
What is die?
That's a 500 point question.
It's hard to say Jesus.
It's called Molly says, Mom, do you want me to put these in order? And I said, no, just take them up.
All right. Oh, now she tells us. So the 100 points might actually be very difficult.
That's right. That's right, and that is the trick of this game.
It's not about works, right?
At least these.
We got no works righteousness here.
They're
the said, last shall be first.
He said 500.
He said 500.
He did.
That's not the right answer.
Are you the king of the Jews?
Who is Pilate?
Who is the king of the Jews? Who are you? Who do you say that you are? 500.
How
are
you doing?
Over here.
We're at 3,000. What are you at? You've
got to be ahead of us.
I have no idea.
4,000.
We can do this.
Let's go 400.
Okay, he said 400.
Judy, you did an excellent job. Let's give her a hand. Yeah! Lord, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
So, so who are the Pharisees?
Yes.
I was going to say.
I didn't think there were any women Pharisees.
I was going to say who are some butthead Pharisees.
that wouldn't have been
true. And Dan Erlander calls them the grouchy people. Who are the grouchy people? Okay, over here.
Who said it to whom for 100?
Ooh, trying another strategy. Take with you 7 pairs of clean animals.
What? What'd she say? Oh, God said it. Who is God said it to Noah?
Okay. Ooh, very good.
Oh, well, here. Sometimes it's 2. It just depends on where you are.
Right.
Yeah. 7. Why? Can I ask a question? Why don't they say the 7 pairs? You always hear 2.
I know, you really don't.
And that 7 is kind of important.
Yeah. It's a really important symbolic number in the Bible. Yeah, right. It just means, I'll defer to the other pastors on this.
Yeah. Why did they say that?
Wasn't it just the sacrificial animals that you took 7 pairs?
Yeah. The clean animals.
Pairs of the others.
Yeah. But I just...
I think it's because 2 rhymes better in all those sentences. 7 is too hard.
7
is
too
hard.
Are you guys up?
Think of how you guys are.
Yeah, okay.
There were 7.
I was trying to think.
Yes.
She said for 300.
She said for 300. How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me?
Who was the woman in the well?
What kind of woman was she?
She's a Samaritan.
Okay.
Oh, you're getting tough.
The woman.
I heard someone over here say it was too easy, so I thought we should bring that up a little bit.
Yeah, for them.
I love this game. It brings out the true personality.
All right, animal talk for 300. What was the snake in the Garden of Eden?
All right. Got it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Over here.
I'm sorry. Was that 300?
Yes, 300.
Yeah. Oh, he's trying to
our score.
Oh.
That's
interesting.
So you're
trying
to
do
that. Did anybody look at the prizes?
Which I did my animal talk to 200.
So, am I out?
Y'all.
Who is Balaam's ass?
Isn't it, where is Balaam's
ass?
No.
Oh, sorry.
It's not.
It was no. No.
Exactly. Who said that?
Sorry, it's a trick question. Of course it could be Balaam's ass. All right. Who else could it be? This team can hit 200. Who else could it be?
Who is Paul's?
No,
it's
actually
the Jesus into Jerusalem. Will we let them have 200?
Yeah.
Okay, the scorekeeper says yes. He's nicer than you people in the front row.
I was going to say, they can get 200, but we also get 200
for the donkey that carried Mary.
Yeah,
sure,
I was going to say that one.
And the donkey that was on the ark?
The donkey that Paul fell off of?
He didn't actually fall off. He was a horse. I think
there
he
is actually isn't. He doesn't fall off of anything.
He just is struck.
It depends on which
story.
It's oral tradition we're going with.
Okay.
So we have
depends on whether it's that or that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I'll say. Are we?
Yeah.
Who said it to whom for 400?
Big money.
Big points here.
I did not call lie down again.
What, read it, say it again.
I did not call lie down again.
Who was God calling?
I did not call lie down again.
Eli to Samuel?
You are very good looking little.
Eli
and Samuel. Great story. Lots of great repetition in that story.
That was for it.
Okay, you guys.
It's our turn. So do we want who said it to whom, or he said for 300?
Yeah.
He said it for 300.
He said 300. Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean.
What did the temple, who was the temple of them?
No,
that's not right.
Who is the
Lord,
what is this
question? What's the question again? Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean.
He said the tenth leper.
No. So it's not that.
Read it.
Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean.
Joseph, before he took his bath.
His name is Larry.
Larry the leper. Who decided to hold 300?
Wait. Have you only one blessing, Father? Have you only one blessing, Father? Who said it to whom?
No.
Who was?
Who is Esau and Isaac to?
It was Esau to Isaac. Good job. Okay. Yes. We're gonna look at that conversation actually. I love it. Okay, you guys.
Say it, Jesus, 200.
Say it, Jesus, 200. But when you are invited, go and sit down at
the lower table.
We just heard it last night.
Yeah, but I don't remember the exact quote.
I didn't tell them. I just told them where the reference was.
Just give it a whirl.
Scrape it again.
But
when you are invited, go and sit down at
lesser.
Who is the lesser table or the lower table?
Good. Got that. Just over here.
What? Yeah. Okay, so not on
earth. Okay, we'll take who said to whom for 200.
We like that category.
Yes, you do. Flee for your life. Do not look back. Okay. I think it's considered the Orkins, isn't it?
No. Yeah,
I think it should be considered.
All right, you guys are up. They got it.
Lily's turn.
This is the Orkins.
Oh, do you care about he or she?
But I have to tell you guys a story. I just have to, just a little pause. My Chris and I were riding our bikes from Seattle to Portland. We did the STP last summer.
You did.
And it's a long time, 10 hours a day on a bike, okay, because it's 200 miles. So I'm riding along, and I'm going through everybody, you know, from first grade on to pray for, you know. I mean, you're just looking for things to do. And so then I was thinking of my favorite Bible verses. So I thought of consider the lilies. I am not kidding. I looked over, and
there were lilies.
Water lilies in this ditch, like, you know, this little pond right there. And I never thought of that with water lilies. It was so amazing. Okay.
Whoa.
All right. Just a little miracle story for the side here. Okay.
Vanna's choice for 200.
She gets
Vanna's
choice.
For
200.
Which is higher to hide after this?
It's your fault.
She said, thank you.
Here I am, the servant of the Lord.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Here I am, the servant of the Lord.
Who is Miriam?
No.
Traditionally in Hebrew, her name is Miriam.
Okay.
Oh,
so we're doing that. Yeah. Okay, well, what's her name in America?
Mary.
Who's Mary Mother?
What's her post Ellis Island name?
Okay.
I am the servant of the Lord.
Anyone that's worth 200.
Yeah.
Well, two pink ones make
200. That's right.
Command these stones to become loaves of bread. Command these stones to become loaves of bread.
Depending upon what translation you use.
Okay. What was this name in Hebrew? Satan, Lucifer, Smith.
It was a Roman
name,
Neil.
He's not a bad
Neil.
Guy in the Hebrew Bible. It's only when he gets the New Testament.
What score do you have over there? 47?
I have 47.
Yeah, statistically, the game's over.
Oh,
well.
We are learning here.
You're forgetting about Final Jeopardy. You are forgetting about Final Jeopardy. All right. What do you guys want?
We can't beat him.
She said 100.
By the way, I object to Lucifer being male, but that's okay.
Oh.
But the dogs eat the crumbs off of their master's table.
Yes, I didn't.
But the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table.
She's American.
She's a
woman.
Who is
the
Samaritan woman talking at the table?
Okay.
So
who is the Samaritan woman talking at the table with Jesus asking for a child to be
Okay.
Animal?
Yes.
Well, animal talk.
Okay, animal talk for 100.
Men or animals left? You gotta decide. Okay.
That's the same thing. Ooh.
What? No, let me get this right.
Who's the dove that got sacrificed to Jesus when we prevented the temple?
Right.
The dove that came back to Noah with the altar.
Who's the
dove
in the Bible
that had
his
baptism? Yeah. I'm waiting. What's the question?
So,
that was
any one of those.
Who is the dove that brought back the olive branch to Noah? Who is the dove that got sacrificed when Jesus was presented at the temple? Who was...
the Holy Spirit. Which one do you
like?
I don't know which one we should have.
Who was Prince, or the singer formerly known as Prince?
Oh, yeah.
He's got this song about when doves cry.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
You know that song?
I wish I had the point to that.
Okay, what is our
question? Rolling down to the end here. He said,
Yeah, we know
this. I can't see it. What is that?
I am not worthy to carry his sandals.
I am not worthy to carry his sandals.
Who is John the Baptist?
All right, good job. Okay, the final.
Yay.
The final Jeopardy category is Jesus said, and you can wager any or all of your points. Do we do the music yet? No, we do.
No.
We have to decide on your wager. Decide on your wager.
It depends on the prizes, isn't it?
How much do you guys have?
5,600.
56.
49.
You can wager any or all of it. You can make it a true double jeopardy prize.
Oh yeah, double jeopardy.
No jeopardy.
Oh.
Maybe next time.
Next time.
I assume this is a friendly one.
What's your wager?
Everything.
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 If you want to put hold it in your will, you can wager even more. What are you guys wagering?
Because they're still on, they'll just keep their, and then they still want the game.
What are you wagering?
You just have to tell
everything but 1 point.
Everything but 1 point. Alright. Okay.
Everything but 1 point.
Alright, here is the final Jeopardy question. What are the 7 last words of Jesus?
We never did it that way before.
No, that's the 7 last words
of
the church.
7 last words of Jesus.
I want a double T burger.
Which gospel?
Double T burger.
Tell me what I should say.
All of them?
All of them. The traditional 7 last words of Jesus.
They're called the last words, but they're good seven.
Oh,
words.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you expect to say? My house from here is not one of the last words.
price, always look on the bright side of life.
And you know from the Lord's Supper, get everyone on this side of the table if you want to be in the picture.
Yeah, that's a
okay. What do you got?
All right, yeah. Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. It is finished. Today you'll be with me in paradise. Behold your mother, mother, behold your son. I'm thirsty. Father, why have you forsaken me? And finally, always listen to Mary Lynn Bird.
That's what he said. It's right in
so
there.
You got six.
All right.
And one bonus, right? You know that.
Yes,
bonus.
Yes, absolutely.
Which was the first one?
That was the. I said they won. Yeah. No, what do you guys get? What do you got?
We couldn't figure
this. What's the seventh? What's the seventh?
Into your hands, I command my spirit.
All right. Okay.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, because they were sucking up to the teacher, they also are tied. I have to tell you. Good job.
Good game. Woo! Now we gotta line up and shake hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a high five.
After the commercial, we'll be standing out here talking like good friends. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right.
All right.
How about a round of applause for June?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Good, good. Okay, we're going to keep moving here really fast because I want to make sure you get to do this one thing. So we've been talking all week about literary forms vis-a-vis the Bible. Have fun, sweetie. I'll see you guys at the right after. Okay. So literary forms vis-a-vis the Bible, and so we talked about the story arc on Monday and how things kind of build, and it's built in from an internal sort of combustion that pushes the story, and the plot kind of happens out of that. So yesterday, what did we talk about? Scenes, that there's scenes that make up that story arc. And that's how you get through a story. You go from one scene to another. You can't tell every piece of a life. Fascinating as it might be, you have to pick, and that's a really big job for a writer, is to pick which scenes are the most significant for the to watch the character change maybe a little bit or a lot, depending on how good a writer you are and how much you can show that. And scenes, what are some good things, what are some characteristics of good scenes? What makes a good scene? We talked about this yesterday.
Easy to visualize.
Easy to visualize, good.
Drama, action.
Yeah.
Dialogue? No,
yes, dialogue is a really key part of scenes. So we're kind of moving, we kind of had big picture and then we're moving to smaller pictures. So then we had scenes, and today we're just going to talk about dialogue. So we're going to talk about, and dialogue in the Bible is sort of a fascinating subject because, you know, it's not a novel, obviously, and we have a lot of really fascinating ways that people talk in the Bible. What, when you think about people talking in the Bible, what do you think about? I mean, what kind of comes to mind? Think about Jesus talking, think about God speaking, think about people speaking with Jesus, and what kind of things kind of stick in your mind about Bible dialogue?
Often
yeah.
Metaphorical,
yeah.
Conflict, lots of.
Lots of conflict, a lot of verbal sparring, especially Jesus and the Pharisees. Jesus and he's always verbally sparring with somebody. Yeah,
yeah,
Moses
direct
and
answers.
Yeah, puzzle.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They'll ask a question and a different question is asked instead, or mm-hmm. the subject feels like it's been changed.
Right. Yeah, not the easiest to follow for sure. But then there's some little pearls in there too that kind of make it a little bit different as well. One time I decided to read through one of the Gospels, start to finish. Have you guys done that?
Yeah.
Well, it's a great thing to do at the beginning of any season, beginning of any lectionary year, read that Gospel through. And that time, I don't remember which one I was reading, but I really came away thinking, how in the world did I sentimentalize Jesus so much? Because when I saw how strong Jesus was, how courageous Jesus was to challenge this after that, a feisty kind of guy. You know, I thought, how did we sentimentalize this Jesus so much? Hmm. Because he can be so feisty and strong and not afraid at all to say what he thinks, which is why he's the one that leads us in justice and peace and leads us to know what we need to do, you know, gospel and law. So anyway, the Bible is the word of God. The Bible is the word of God, and it's speaking to us. So in a sense, we're in a conversation because our lives speak back to the Bible. So that's kind of the dialogue going on. Anybody see Kemmerer, his piece the other night? He talked about a dialogue in the stories. What he looks at from God's view of a story, for example, entry into Jerusalem. So he's got one picture that's Jesus coming through the gate and the other picture of people looking at Jesus. So it's he has this idea of dialogue. The most important thing about dialogue when you're a writer is that you have to listen really hard to how people speak, and then you have to tell the truth about how they speak. Even if what they say when they hit their thumb with a hammer isn't necessarily the whitewashed word that you would want in there. You have to tell the truth. You have to listen really hard. You have to tell the truth and speak. What does that sound like, kind of? Listen really hard. In the spiritual life, what does that sound like? Listen really hard and speak the truth.
Authenticity.
What does that sound like in our spiritual life? Listen really hard.
Prayer.
Prayer, exactly. And God, does God speak our language?
No.
No, God speaks with the beast in English. That's what's in the Bible.
Sometimes God speaks our language, but often not.
When I was a little girl and went to church with my grandfather, I truly thought God spoke German.
That's great. I love your answer, Karen. Sometimes it's our language. It's the language of faith, and it's the language we're learning through our whole life. So in this dialogue with God.
Well, and your question was, does God speak our language? I think God listens our language.
Mm.
But God doesn't always speak our language.
Do we speak God's language?
That's do we listen God's language?
That's what I think. I think God speaks our language. It's do we hear, and I think the Spirit will translate it according to our attitude.
Well, it's fun to play with these ideas and fun to think about dialogue. So the most important thing about writing dialogue is that you listen really hard and then you speak the truth for your characters. I went to a talk once, Jamaica Kincaid. Anybody ever read Jamaica Kincaid? Jamaica Kincaid is a Caribbean writer. And she talked about how did she learn dialogue. She sat under the table and listened to her mom and her friends speak all the time when she was a little girl. So when she went to write, she knew the language. She had the cadences. When she wrote about those women, she knew exactly how they speak. Dialogue reveals our characters. Can we reveal that they're intelligent? Not open, not funny, serious. It reveals a lot of things about the characters.
Competitive.
Dialogue. But if you're a writer, you don't say, oh, I have this character, and they're sort of, sort of feisty. So I'm going to come up with dialogue that shows how feisty they are. You don't do it that way. You start with the character, and you use their true words. Dialogue is not evidence. It's not evidence. It's not a court of law. And here's what he said, and this is you. But at the same time, because you're a writer, you're pushing the story forward. So dialogue isn't exactly what people would speak on the street. One of the best ways to learn how people speak is to eavesdrop. So I went and did that yesterday. You probably don't want to do this like outside of a confessional booth or something. But you can eavesdrop in a lot of places. One time when I was a pastor, I had to take a lady to the emergency room. She fell down at church and needed stitches, so I took her there. And we spent like about the first hour of waiting doing a crossword puzzle. And then she got taken in. And so I was sitting there in the hall and I listened. I listened to the different things going on with the patients and the doctors and the nurses, and I just started writing it down. And it was so much fun because, you know, it took hours for them to be done, But I was having so much fun listening to how people talk. So you could do that anytime. And when she was done, I was like, you're done already? That was amazing. But here's some things I heard yesterday. This was just over in the dining hall. Did someone just put this toast in here? Not once a month, once a week. You can drink on the porches.
Really?
Yeah. Really? And coffee.
They're very approachable, very personable. Oh, wait, does it already have sugar in it? How much? I would like to. Last summer. Yeah. Right. No way. Really? Oh, really? It's okay. I kind of missed that. And you get the idea. And I was going to go to the bowling alley and all those places, and I didn't do it. But the way people talk, you got to start really listening hard to the way people talk. Some writers have a perfect pitch for dialogue. Some writers, what do you do? When I'm reading a book, if it's a really exciting book, especially, I'll skim through the description and go right to the dialogue. What do you guys do?
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody rather read description? Anybody give them equal weight?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I can tell you exactly why.
Why?
Because I'm dyslexic, so I have one reading speed.
Okay. Yep. This is something Ann and I were talking about yesterday. It was a quote that, what was it? Readers will read at exactly the pace that the story is written.
It was your,
We were playing with that yesterday.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do thoughts come as dialogue?
Does someone have a $20 bill? Could you pay that man?
Yes.
Thoughts do, well, it depends how good a writer you are. But if you're moving the action in a story, it's a little bit tricky because you're always trying to show. You can do it different ways. You know that story, what's that, Lovely Bones? That's the interior story. You have some interior stories. And if you're writing memoir, if you're writing a reflection, it just depends. But right now, I want you to write. I want you to write, and you're going to use an interior conversation. I want to make sure we get to do this. You're going to use an interior conversation because, you know, where two or three are gathered, that can be me, myself, and I. Okay? When you have to make a decision, you have a conversation. You have a conversation going on in yourself. That's another really important thing about dialogue. Both voices. You have to work equally hard on both voices. You can't say, I want this to be the hero, so I'm going to give them really good things to say and the other one really lame. You can't use it as evidence. Both voices have to be strong. You guys are going to want to do this. Who needs a pencil or a pen?
Okay.
All right, so this is a writing exercise about interior voices. Set up so beautifully by you thinking. There is definitely interior conversation. I would say, and you can, I'm going to throw out a number. Of the people that come to Holden, I would say over 50% are trying to discern something. It's a place where this spiritual community, this concentration on worship, this word of God come to life, it's a place where people have to make decisions, come to discern, to hear what God has to say. And they may have these two things going on inside of themselves. So I want you guys to think of a decision you have to make right now, a decision you have to make in your life. Maybe it's, you know, should I have a sandwich for lunch or soup? I mean, it can be trivial. Maybe it's, should I, you know, start driving the boat to Holden or keep being a pastor? You know, it can be a huge decision or a small decision.
Should I wash my clothes or not?
Yeah. I mean, you ramp it up to the level. You know what's going on in your, you can decide in your head, in your soul. But think about something that is going on in your life that you're trying to decide about right now. So, and then you're going to write a conversation. Here's half of your conversation. Here's the other half of your conversation. Mm-hmm. Two sides, two hands. Write one side of the decision with your left hand. Write the other side of the decision with your right hand. and make a conversation between the two. I think that I should be a teacher because I love kids. But you always get mad at kids and think they're so naughty. But I could probably get over that. Have you met any kids today?
So how long do we have to do this?
5 minutes. I'm going to give you a little bit longer because it's a little bit harder. 5 minutes. There's a few reasons why that little exercise is helpful that I know of and you know more. I know that it gets you out of a rut because you have to get out of your comfort zone to use that other hand. And you can kind of take a look at which hand is writing which side. It slows you down, definitely, doesn't it? Feel really awkward. And so you have to choose your words. You choose fewer words because they're harder to write. So you may be choosing the words that you really need to hear. So I think it's just an introduction to something that I encourage you to do. Remember we said on the first day, the Holy Spirit is between things. The Holy Spirit is in the middle of your brain, between those sides, between your hands, between us. What'd you think? What'd that do to you, for you? Anybody have revelation? It's just a little piece of something you can do.
I realized in the one side I was writing, I was I, and the other hand just write you.
Other revelations, other annoyances.
The side that had much more to say was my non-dominant hand side. It was like, I should have started this conversation the other way around. But then I thought, no, my non-dominant hand is the one that needs to say this stuff.
Those wars that we have within us, or those back and forth, the Spirit really is there trying to work with us across our comfort zones and non-comfort zones. Anybody else about that exercise?
I kept getting interrupted with what I thought and where I thought I was going. off. So.
Well, it's yours. It's a gift. See if you can have it help you with something that you need to decide, your discernments. We're running out of time, but I don't want to stop before I read a couple of conversations from the Bible. From Genesis 22. After these things, God tested Abraham. Think about the story and think about if it was stripped down just to the dialogue, okay? In fact, maybe I'll just do that. I'll read it stripped down to the dialogue. Abraham. Here I am. Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Isaac said to his father, Abraham, "Father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." God called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am." "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from Matthew, the 26th chapter. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me. My father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want. So could you not stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. My father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done. Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Whoa! Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Try that. Try some stories with just the dialogue, just the powerfulness of it. Here's some questions to take away, and then we'll just have a really quick another poem for closing. Here's some questions. When I was a chaplain, I listened to people at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, and one of the things I had to do was learn to listen to more than their words. I had to learn to listen. Sometimes I would listen to just how people were talking. I would kind of, if I had enough conversations with them, I would just listen to their voice. It's a different level of listening, and it taught me to be a better listener. So what are they saying besides with their words? You can read body language, you can listen. It's really like music. You're really listening to the sound of it. Strip a Bible story down to its dialogue. Which psalm says what I want to say to God? Which psalm says what I want to say to God? And check out Psalm 131. My pastor and I just discovered it. 131. It's the coolest psalm. And the last question, and the most profound, can I watch Jeopardy when I get home? Let us pray. You need to hear one more prayer from this beautiful prayer book. Let us pray. Love your neighbor as yourself, you said. And light blinded, we saw that inner and outer worlds are one, as you are one. You spoke and we wrote. We reach for you down the centuries, your light moving before us as we climbed, fell back, and climbed again, your Sinai of life. Amen. Thank you for coming.
Can I make one quick point about dialogue? In American Sign Language, you can't he said, she said without, if it's two people, without turning your body. So individual one speaks to the left, and individual two speaks to the right. So you actually have a physical conversation between them. So if you're more of a physical interpreter of things, it might be good to read the biblical text actually turning. Mm. So if, you know, you're Abraham and you decide who's on which side and the
get
other
your
side
body
is God.
Involved.
Yeah, get your body involved.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah.
Speaking of get your body involved, tomorrow we're going to do point of view and we're going to read from different places, different people. And then on Friday, we're doing segues, which of course are bridges. And would you guys be up for meeting at the Covered Bridge for class, for Bible study?
Sure.
To, I think, reading the Exodus story with water running might do something to us.
Friday, I think.
Everybody okay with that? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll remind you, and we'll put up signs, and we'll start here and walk over and blah, blah, blah. Thanks for coming.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.